Well, I suppose, you know, at the end of the day, that's a home draw, Sheen, and that's what you want. Listen, you wanted to avoid probably the preliminary. That's going to be a long road. But at the same time, listen, that's the hand that we've been dealt with now. And, yeah, look forward to May. I think it's the second week in May, Cavan. So, you know, Matty McLean, he's been in there. This will be a second year. I think he's made a few changes to the backroom team there in Cavan too. And, you know, it's not going to be. Cavan have been probably the dominant team at under 21 level over the last 6-7 years, and a lot of those guys now are coming through. So yeah, it's going to be a big test, and that's one we have got to be ready for, and as I say, real focus and a lot of hard work to do now between now and May.
There's two players that have played a huge role in Donegal football in recent years, Owen McNeillis and Leo McLoone, coming back into the squad. They're going to return, so they are, in a number of weeks' time, well, at the start of December, when training gets up and running. I'm sure that has pleased you to see two players of that quality decide to come back to the senior setup.
Yeah, it's important that we have, you know, as many of those experienced players back as possible, because, you know, there's a lot of young players coming through, and it's going to take time for those guys to find their feet at senior in the county football. Listen, there's plenty of footballers coming through. It's just that you need the right balance between those experienced players and the youth coming through, and that's what we're trying to get now over the next number of years. But yes, delighted that we're going to get a number of those guys back. You know, we want to get 30 plus players in that squad that you know, are proud to be representing Donegal and playing senior football for Donegal. And you know, that's about what you do on the pitch, but also off the pitch. So that's going to be vitally important. And as I say, looking forward to getting started. A lot of these guys are working on programs and stuff at the minute. And, you know, the start of the league, we're looking at it in a couple of phases. The start of the league is going to be important. We have a couple of tight matches in the league. We're down in Kerry for the first match, and Galway at home, and then Dublin away. And then you're right into championships. It's going to be early in May this year, so it's going to be very, very tight. And as I say, a lot of work to get done. But listen, we're looking forward to getting out there, you know.
You're obviously be keeping a close eye on the players that have been involved in the squad over the last couple of years. And I suppose a lot of college action going on at the moment. And in particular, there's a lot of players involved in Michael Murphy's LYT team. So is that keeping you busy as well, sort of keeping tabs on how the squad is doing with their respective colleges at the moment?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're keeping an eye on a lot of stuff at the minute. Kikar's involvement now, going into the club championship, the Ulster club championship, and they're getting ready for the Scotstown match next weekend. And yeah, there's a lot of lads at college between Letterkenny, LYIT, and there's also a good number in Dublin. So yeah, exactly. A lot of lads still playing a lot of football, and we're quite wary of that there. So, you know, we have to be very, very careful that we get the right balance. There's guys that will be coming in early December that will need a lot more work than others. So yeah, a lot of stuff is to be done, and a lot of, as I say, once we get down to the real stuff on the pitch come the 1st of December, then it'll be all systems go.